right away, Jughead. It's a matter of life or death.
Oh, relax, Dorothy. Relax.
Yes, and you relax too, folks, if you can, because here he is again, the youngster millions of readers of Archie Comics know and love so well, and brought to you by Swift & Company, makers of Swift's premium pranks, Archie Andrews and all his gang. Tender beef, juicy pork, known from the West Coast to New York. Swift's Premium Franks, Swift's Premium Franks, in a new handy 1 pound pack. Yes, for your guarantee of protection, Swift's Premium Franks now come to you cellophane wrapped in handy 1 pound packages. Made right here in your own vicinity or in a nearby city, Swift Premium Franks are wrapped in the new handy sanitary flavor saver pack. And brought to you at the very peak of their tantalizing flavor, with all their natural goodness sealed in. That mouth-watering flavor goodness of beef and pork, blended together, is wrapped in cellophane for your protection. So kids, tell your mom that you want Swift's Premium Franks. And mom, get some today. They're delicious. And you'll be glad to know that every delectable morsel of Swift Premium Franks is extra nourishing, extra good. Ask for them today. Swift Premium Franks in the sanitary 1 pound package. And now suppose you join me in a visit to the town where I live. Riverdale is its name, and it's pretty much a typical American city. It's got 2 schools, 1 park, 7 churches, a museum, a zoo, and the Andrews family. Suppose we make the Andrews home our first stop. It's Saturday evening, and we find Mrs. Andrews in the living room sewing as Archie Andrews enters.
I'll be down to get you in the taxi, honey. Da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, hi, Mom. Well, Archie, what are you so happy about?
Me? Oh, I don't know, Mom. Guess maybe it's my big date tonight.
Oh, you're going out?
Sure, Mom. It's Saturday night, you know. I'm going to the dance.
Well, who are you taking, dear?
Well, I'm taking Veronica and Jug's taking Betty. But we're all going together.
Oh, well, that's nice. You should have a lovely time.
Yeah, I think we will. Well, I better start dressing or I'll...
Oh, no, who can that be?
I'll get him, Mom.
Oh, hi, dear.
Gee whiz, Jughead.
Who'd you expect? Coffee head?
Jughead, I expected you, but not so soon. I'm not even dressed yet.
Well, hurry up. I want to get to the dance early.
Why the rush?
The only time I can dance without bumping into everyone is when no one else is on the dance floor.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Hello, Jughead.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Andrews. What you doing?
Just darning some socks.
Oh, you are? Gee, I had a big hole in my sock when I was dressing tonight.
That's all?
Yeah, but it's okay now.
Well, did you sew it yourself?
No, I decided not to wear any socks.
Oh, fine.
Jughead, you mean you're going to the dance without any socks?
Sure. These pants are too long anyway.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Well, listen, Jug, if we want to get there early, I better get started. Come on upstairs while I get dressed.
Okay,
Archie.
Fred, Jug. Hello, dear.
Hello, Fred. I want to... Fred, why are you wearing your bathrobe and slippers?
What do you want me to wear, negligee and galoshes?
Fred, never mind being funny. And tell me why you're in your bathrobe at 7:30.
Well, my dear, it so happens that unless you have some violent objections, I am going to take a bath.
A bath?
Bath.
Oh, but Fred, I thought we might go to a movie tonight, dear.
Tonight, dear, I'm just in the mood for a nice hot bath. Yes, sir, I'd like nothing better than to relax for about half an hour and just soap and soap. Ah, yes, sir, that's my motto tonight. Soap and soap. Or soak and soap. Bet you can't say that 3 times fast.
No, dear, I probably can't.
Well, go ahead, try it. Soap and soak, soap and soak, soap. You see, it can't be done.
Oh, honestly, Fred, would you ever grow up? Now, go on, take your bath.
Mary, that's exactly what I'm going to do right this minute. Now, what if that's going to be hot enough? Let's try it.
Oh, it sure is hot.
Gosh, better put some cold water on. Well, that ought to be about right now. Let's see. Ooh, it's crazy. A minute ago it was too hot, now it's too... Oh, well, some more hot will do it. That should do it. Now, we'll see. Ah, yes, sir, just right. Yes, sir. Just exist. Is that the phone? That is the phone. Mary, are you getting that? Mary? Oh, fine. Now, where'd she disappear to? Well, I suppose I'll have to answer it myself. I don't know why that phone always rings at the wrong time. Always. All right, I'm coming. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Andrews. This is Betty.
Oh, hello, Betty.
Is Archie there?
I don't think so, Betty. I haven't seen him since dinner.
Oh. Well, I just wanted to talk to him about the dance we're all going to tonight. Would you give him a message for me, Mr. Andrews?
Yes, Betty. What is it?
Well, would you tell him to try real hard not to be late?
Not to be late.
Because somehow he always is late, especially to dances.
Especially to dances.
And we always miss half the dance.
Always miss half the dance.
And this once I'd like to get there right at the start of the dance.
Start of the dance.
Can you remember all that, Mr. Andrews?
Yes, Betty, but would it be all right with you if I just told Archie you want him to get there on time?
Well, yes, I guess that's the same thing.
All right, I'll tell him.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Andrews.
Well, not at all, Betty. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Is that the phone?
Oh, now you get here. Mary, where were you when that phone was ringing?
I said I was out in the kitchen and my hands were wet and I couldn't come to the phone.
All right. But it so happens I was about to take a bath and had to come all the way down here just because Betty wants Archie to be on time at some dance.
Oh, is that all?
Yes, that's all. And if the phone rings again, you answer it.
Yes, dear, I will.
All right. Fine thing. Have to do everything around here. I... Now, who locked this confounded door? Archie, are you in there?
Yes, Dad. I'm taking a bath.
Oh, all right, but don't be too... Taking a bath? In my tub? Archie, I was going to take a bath.
Gee whiz, Dad, I'm going out tonight. I've got to take a bath before I get dressed.
So you see a nice tub of hot water and you just jump right in. You think that water grew there?
No, I thought Mom got it ready for me.
Oh, fine. Well, I guess now that you're in the tub, you're in the tub. But don't stay there all night, you hear?
Be right out, Dad. Yeah, we'll be right
out. Jughead, what are you doing in there?
I'm scrubbing Archie back.
Oh, great. Well, scrub a little faster and get out of there.
Okay.
Mary!
Yes, dear?
Mary, do you know what happened? While I was down here taking a message for Archie, Archie was upstairs taking a bath for me.
What?
Yes, he did. Jumped right into the bathtub while my back was turned.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Yes, oh, for pity. Oh. Hello.
Mr. Andrews?
Oh, Veronica.
Is Archie
there? No, he's upstairs in the... he's upstairs, Veronica.
Oh, would you mind calling him to the phone?
Mine? Huh. I'd love it, Veronica. Absolutely love it. Archie! Oh, Archie!
Want to give me that?
Yes, Archie. Telephone.
He was okay, Dad. Just a minute.
Veronica, you'll be right here.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jenkins.
Well, Mary, I guess that'll teach that boy to take a bath when no one's looking.
What?
Well, you know what I mean.
Yes, but you're just cutting off your nose to spite your face, you know. Now you'll only have to wait that much longer to take your bath.
Yes, but I... I never thought of that.
Thanks, Dad.
Archie, what are you doing running around in that towel?
Gee whiz, Mom, I can't run around without it.
Archie, don't be funny.
Okay, Dad.
Answer the phone.
Hi. Hello?
Hello, Archie.
Oh,
hi, y'all. Archie Ken.
Archie,
either say something or get off that phone.
Gee whiz, okay, Dad, okay. Hello, Veronica.
Yes?
Did you want to speak to me about anything special?
Well, yes, Archie. I wonder if we get to the dance a little late.
Did you say late, Veronica?
Uh-huh. I hate to be the first one there. I'd sort of like to make an entrance, wouldn't you?
Well, I guess so.
All right. Then I'll see you a little
Bye now, Veronica.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye. See that, Veronica.
Archie, I'll Veronica you. Get up there and finish that bat.
Oh, okay, Dad, okay. I'll be out before you can say Jack Robinson.
Archie, I don't want to say Jack Robinson. I want to take a bath. Mary, we're going to have to do something about that boy.
Oh, now, Fred.
Never mind the now, Fred. I like to take a bath when I'm in the mood for taking a bath, and not just any time. That boy knew I was waiting, and yet he stood around on that phone giggling like he was laying an egg.
Yes, Fred. But he'll be through in a minute.
Laying an egg?
No, taking a bath.
Well, a minute's too long. He should be through for now. Archie!
Yes, Dad?
Archie, are you out of that tub yet?
No, Dad. I'm waiting for it to fill up.
Well, all right. Fill up! Yes,
the water was ice cold when I...
Mary, you see what
I... Fred, remember your blood pressure.
Blood pressure? Mary, in a minute I won't need a hot bath. I'm boiling right now. Mary, if that boy isn't...
Dad, I'm through with the towel.
Well, it's about time.
There, dear, you see.
See what?
Oh, never mind. Just go take your bath.
Well, thank you, madame. Thank you. I'm so glad I have your permission. Just go take your bath, she said. Huh. What does she think I've been trying to do all evening? Play ping pong? Fine thing. Well, anyway, he's finally out of here. Now, maybe I can take a nice... Oh, no. Mary!
Yes?
This water's ice cold. Oh, fine. Well, what do I do now?
Just let it run.
What?
Just let the water run. There'll be more hot water in a minute.
All right.
Let it run.
See, what was that?
Water pipe. It was knocking.
I thought the house was falling in.
Jug, it wasn't the house. It was the water pipe knocking.
Oh, what was that?
Mary, for the third and last time, the water pipe was knocking.
Knocking?
Yes, knocking. Evidently, the washer is gone.
Washer?
Yes. The rubber washer that keeps the faucet from leaking. Must be worn out. Look, why do I have to explain how the whole house is built? This faucet needs a new washer, that's all.
Oh, well, I guess you just have to forget about your bath. I'll call a plumber tomorrow, dear.
Mary, I am not going to forget about my bath. Tomorrow is Sunday, and you can't get a plumber on Sunday.
But, dear,
and I want a bath tonight.
But,
and any fool can put a new washer in a faucet. So I'm going to do it, by George, even if I have to rebuild the whole house.
Mrs. Andrews, I just dropped by to tell you the news.
News? What news?
The big news.
What big news?
You mean you haven't heard?
Well, no, I don't think I have.
Oh, that's fine. Then I can be the first to tell you.
Tell me what?
Well, Doc, I just don't know where to begin. But I just found out that Swift's Premium Frank, you know those extra delicious Franks that are all dinner quality meat? Mm-hmm. Well, you can get them now in a new handy 1 pound cellophane package.
Really, Mrs. Jerry? Well, that's simply grand.
It will be so convenient that way to buy them in a handy package.
Jerry!
Oh, and that cellophane package makes them completely sanitary, doesn't it?
Sanitary? Well, that cellophane wrapping, you know that Swift's Premium Franks are extra fresh, wholesome, and flavorful, no matter where or when you buy them.
Jerry!
Ma'am? What was that? What'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, excuse me. As I was saying, besides being convenient and sanitary, the new cellophane package assures you that Swift's Premium Franks reach you at the very peak of their flavor goodness. Juicy pork and tender beef blended together in one delightful Frank.
My land, what'll they think of next? Well, I'm sure glad you told me about Swift's Premium Franks, Mr. Cherry. You know, my mother told me about the wonderful product Swift makes before I was married. And her mother told her about them years ago. So we're really a Swift family from way back.
Oh, Mrs. Andrews, what a real pleasure it is to talk to you.
Oh, Mr. Cherry.
And you know, Mrs. Andrews, to make sure that Swift's Premium Franks reach you as fresh can be, Swift makes them close to where they're sold. Makes them in the vicinity or in a nearby city.
Mrs. Jerry, I'm certainly glad you took all the trouble to come down here and tell me these things.
Oh, no trouble at all. And I do hope I haven't taken up too much of your time. But when I heard about the new Flavor Saver pack, I rushed right over here because I knew you'd be interested.
Well, I'm certainly glad you did. In fact, I think I'll go down and get some Swift Premium Franks right now.
Well, Mrs. Andrews, I'll drive you down.
All right, just as soon as I get my things. Let's see now. Here's my curry. Cat, cheese.
I'm sure Mr. Andrews will be wild about those Franks.
Yes, I am. Mr. Andrews? Oh, dear. I forgot. He's under the boiler.
Under the what?
I can't explain just now, but I'll just have to drive down myself later. But thank you so much for dropping by.
It was a pleasure, Mrs. Andrews. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Sherry. Oh, Fred, what are you shouting about? Well, Fred, I don't know.
You don't know? What are you doing up there? Taking a gallop cold?
Fred, don't be sarcastic. Archie!
Yes, ma'am?
Is the water off up there?
No, it's been off for 10 minutes.
Fred, the water's off. Now what do you want me to do?
Not a thing, Mary, not a thing. Just come pull me out from under this boiler.
Fred, I still say you ought to let a plumber do the job.
Now, Mary, let's not go through that again. Now that we have the water shut off, it won't take 2 seconds. Besides, I really need a bath after crawling around down in that basement.
Well, you could let him do it.
Oh, hello, Jughead. What are you doing up here?
Waiting for Archie.
Where is he?
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom? Archie, are you in there?
Sure, Jack. Don't you want me in here?
No, not anymore. Now unlock this door so I can get at that faucet.
Unlock it? But I never locked it.
Archie, you must have. This door is locked. See?
Gee whiz.
How could that happen?
I am not interested in how it happened. Just unlock it.
But, Jack, the lock port isn't turned. It's the door knob.
The knob?
Yeah. It fell off.
Fell off? Oh, no.
Fred, is that serious?
Oh, no, dear. Not at all. I'll just have to saw this door open now. That's all. What a job.
Gee, with that, what are you stopping for?
Archie, I just stopped to catch my breath for a minute. Now, be patient. I'm almost through here.
Gee, can you hurry, Dad? Jug and I got saved.
Archie, I am hurrying. Now, just be quiet.
I didn't intend to spend Saturday night waiting outside a bathroom.
Jug, you be quiet, too.
Your father be through in a minute, Archie.
Yeah. Just a few more strokes. And I...
That does it.
Thank goodness.
Archie, see if you can knock that piece out.
What thing?
The piece of wood around the doorknob that I just sawed.
Oh, okay, Dad. Look out. Yeah, I did it.
Good boy.
That'll last. Hello, everybody.
Hello. Now get your head out of that hole and open the door.
Boy, I bet not many houses have a hole in the bathroom door.
Archie, just get your head out of that hole.
Okay, I'll...
That's funny.
Archie, hurry up.
Gee whiz, Dad. Don't you think I would if I could?
Yes, Archie, I know you... If you could. Archie, what do you mean?
Oh, dear, his head is stuck in there.
And how?
God, how can it be stuck? He got it in, didn't he?
Yeah, but it sure won't come out.
Gee whiz.
Now, listen, Archie, if it went in, it's got to come out. Archie, hold still a minute.
Hey, what are you doing, Dad?
Dad, don't put anything that way.
The only way to get him out.
Dad, quit it. Hey, don't do that.
Well, I guess that won't work. Now, let's see. There must be some way to do this.
Maybe you should take the hinges off.
I can't. They're inside.
Well, Archie, can't you open that door?
No, Mom. It opens out and my shoulders are jammed against the wall.
Oh. There must be some way.
There better be some way. I'll sure look silly wearing a door around my neck the rest of my life. Especially a bathroom door.
I knew it looked good.
Doug, be quiet.
Get Archie out. I think he's turning blue.
Now, Mary, don't get hysterical. He is not turning blue.
No, just a little green.
Jug, keep quiet.
Well, Fran, do something.
Mary, I am. Now, just be patient for a moment. Look, Archie. I have a plan. You must have put your head in sideways. The hole is washed that way.
Gee, maybe I did.
Well, then try to take it out that way. Go on, turn your head sideways.
Okay.
Turn it more.
Okay.
Turn it more.
Archie.
If he turns it any more, he won't know if he's coming or going.
Keep crying, Archie. Here, I'll help you.
Ouch, not so hard, Dad.
Fred, you're wringing his neck.
That's the best thought of the evening. Come on, Archie, turn.
Okay, I'm coming.
Hey, I'm out.
Thank
you. Hey, at last. Archie, I think...
Oh, dear. Jughead, please go see who that is.
Okay, Mrs. Anderson.
Now, Archie, look out so I can get to that faucet and put that washer in.
Fred, why don't you give up that idea?
Give up now? Mary, don't be silly. The worst is over. All I have to do is turn this faucet on and...
Gee whiz.
Oh, dear.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Archie, I thought you said the water was turned off.
Gee, it was off that.
Archie, are you sure?
Positive. But the pipes didn't knock that time.
Yes, I know they didn't. You didn't knock. Oh, good grief.
Didn't knock? Fred, you mean you started all this fuss for no reason?
Now, Mary, I had no...
Fred and Veronica, Veronica, Archie.
Hello,
Veronica,
Archie.
Just wait a moment.
Hello, Veronica.
Archie, this
hello,
is no...
Hello, everybody.
Time. Betty, would you please wait a minute? Mary, how do I know?
Get inside.
I tried my best. I did all I could for it. You let me talk. Quiet. That's better. Now, listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough, do you hear? Far enough.
Yes, Mr.
Yes, dear. Yes, Dad.
Now, all I want to do is take a bath. That's all. Just a nice, quiet bath. Is that asking too much?
No, Mr. Andrews.
No, dear. No, Dad.
All right. Now, I admit I don't know what the dickens happened to those water pipes. But the fact remains, if you kids hadn't been getting in my way all evening, I'd have had my bath an hour ago.
Yes, Mr.
Andrews. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear. Dad.
Yeah. So if you kids are going to a dance, for Pete's sake, go ahead and I'll get my bath.
Okay, Dad. Okay, come on, kids. Let's get out.
Go ahead. Goodbye. Well, that's settled.
And thank goodness it is. I don't want to hear any more about a bath.
Don't worry, you won't. Oh, me. Quite a night. Quite a night. I don't suppose anything else can happen. Ah, just feel that water. Just right. Yum, da dee 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 yum, da dee da 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 dee dee. Well, that ought to be enough water. Fine. Now, just take this bathrobe off. There. And step in. Oh, a little warm. Ah.
There we are. Oh, that's fine. Fine. That's what the doctor ordered. Now, all I need is... Oh, fine. Mary! Oh, Mary! Bring me a pinch of soap, please.
Is there any in the soap tray?
No, there isn't. Archie must have used the last of it.
Oh, dear, that's terrible.
Mary, all at once, piece of soap.
Friends, just there is another piece of soap in the house. You just have to forget your back.
Forget my... Oh, how do these things happen to me?
It never rains, but it pours at the Andrews house. But we'll see how the storm ended in just a moment. Meanwhile... Tender beef, juicy pork, known from the West Coast to New York. Swift's Premium Franks. Swift's Premium Franks. Friends, you really know what you're getting when you ask for Swift's Premium Franks. Made right here in your own vicinity or in a nearby city, so you know they're fresh. Cellophane wrapped, so you know they're sanitary. Made by Swift, so you know they're top quality. So ask for them today. Swift Premium Franks in the new handy 1-pound cellophane packages. And while you're at your dealers, be sure to ask for Swift's Brookfield Sausage. Wonderful for breakfast, ideal for a quick, easy-to-fix dinner, Swift's Brookfield Sausage is just right. Yes, just right. Not too mild, not too spicy, but seasoned to just right perfection. Ask for Swift's Brookfield Sausage, the sausage with the just right seasoning. And don't forget that your dealer has a tempting variety of Swift's Premium table-ready meats. Swift's Premium Salami is being featured this month, and you'll find it perfect for hot weather suppers, snacks, lunches, and picnics. And now back to the Andrews. Mr. and Mrs. Andrews have just gotten to sleep.
Oh,
Dad!
Oh, no.
Oh, Archie. Oh. Is that you?
Gee, did I wake you?
Yes, Archie, you certainly did.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I didn't think you'd be asleep.
Mm. Well, we're not now. Did you have a nice time at the dance, dear?
Well, sort of, Mom. Veronica and I won the jitterbug contest.
Oh, that's nice.
But you'd think that dance committee would spend some money on prizes.
Why? What'd you get?
Well, Veronica got some nice perfume, but all I got was some plain old bath soap.
What? Oh, no.
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Zampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Uriman and Arthur Q. Bryan. Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. This program was produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen again next Saturday when Swift & Company, makers of Swift Premium Franks, bring you more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Bob Terry wishing you a very pleasant weekend. So long.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.